Second signing period in the books for Eastern Michigan football as they add 9 more on this Wednesday to bring their total enrollees for the 2023 class up to 27 fresh faces you'll see next year at the factory, or really this year when you think about it, because it's going to be here soon enough. Coach, welcome. Signing day in December, it was the rush to get back from the bowl, the early morning call. You got a bunch of guys today. A little different story because a majority of this class was already actually here because most of them were made up of transfers, but you did really bring in a nice haul today.
It's a great day. It really is. When you bring up the December signing period, I mean, what, you know, that was a whirlwind, but two awesome days to go win the bowl game, fly back that night, wake up 4 hours later and welcome just a fantastic class. 4 of those guys, in terms of the early enrollee, you know, freshmen are already here and off to a great start. Just awesome, you know, for those guys to already be in with our program. But then, like you mentioned, here we are. We also still have, we have 5 transfers and a junior college transfer. I don't know how we call junior college players who are already on campus enrolling as well. 3 offensive linemen that, again, we just good quality people and good players. Everybody's going after them. And we feel as though we identified 3 guys who are a great fit for our program and who are absolutely going to be able to compete to help us. And Chris Mayo and Owen Snively and then and Dan Sunderman. And so those guys are already here. Super excited about that. And then had 2 wide receiver transfers. So you've got Javon Swinton from Indiana and then Terry from Michigan State. And Javon's originally from Virginia and Terry from Minneapolis. But, you know, just, you know, start coaching those guys and they're already, you know, ingrained with our program, which is awesome. And then today for, you know, another 3 freshmen to sign. With Gabe Hoffman from my home state, you know, of Washington. He's on the other side of Lake Washington. Dad played at the University of Washington with a former high school teammate of mine. So, you know, just really fun to go through that history together. And he is a tight end that is a physical, you know, just great size, but he's just wired the right way. He's one of our kind of guys. And that was news this morning.
Right.
It came down to the wire between us and the Air Force. And so I hope we haven't weakened our country today. We've definitely strengthened our football program, but really, really excited about him. And then Chase Arrington, gosh, he's been out here 4 different times. He's from Pittsburgh and is a corner and just had a great meeting with him, you know, this last weekend. And he said his first visit, you know, he knew this is where he wanted to be and still went through the whole process. And gosh, you know, you just love hearing that. And we felt the same way, you know, about him. And then Joey Mattard, you know, from the great state of Michigan. Gosh, he could play multiple positions, but we love him. Even though he's really long, we're going to play him at running back. He is, again, just another awesome fit, you know, for our culture and our program. And those 3 guys will be coming in with the rest of the freshmen on June 19th to get rolling. So it's, you know, you have December, you know, you have different folks kind of in the January group, and then you've got the signing day here in February, and we'll all be together, you know, in June.
Coach, I know on the list of things that you evaluate, star rankings and different recruiting rankings are oftentimes lower on the list. Of course, you're looking at play on the field and intangibles and whatnot, but a lot of us on the outside world are looking at some of those different ranking systems and whatnot. And so when you see that on a site like 247 or Rivals, that your class is considered maybe the 1st or 2nd best class in the Mid-American Conference, what does that say to you about your staff and just the dedication they've been able to put in and the fit of the guys that you've brought in this class? And how proud does that make you?
Well, so you can't have it both ways. I can't complain about it, you know, when we're not ranked high and then say that we totally agree with them or whatever when, you know, when we are ranked high. We truly, it always feels good when other people are, you know, see the guys the same way that you do, right? I mean, that's not something that I'm going to try to deny or hide from. But regardless of how, you know, those agencies see guys, you know, we are evaluating a lot of different things and going through a pretty intense process to try to figure out, you know, who we really want to be a part of it and who is going to choose us. And so we feel really strongly about the class. We really do. And, you know, I kind of worried a little bit, you know, like the guys who are in our program right now have never been here when it's not been good. Right. And so there's some good to that. But I also like, you know, that chip on the shoulder and all that, that hasn't gone away. You know what I mean? So I hope that we're hitting that sweet spot. But no, we feel really strongly about the class, and we don't know who Big Game Boomer is. Right. But he had us as number one culture in the MAC. You know, that feels better than having us at 10, even though I don't know who it is. Right. And I don't know that he's done a thorough investigation, you know, of all of everybody's cultures, but it still feels good to be recognized, you know, whether it's word of mouth or reputation or whatever it is. And so really proud of our staff and our team. We involve our team in recruiting a ton, and just hearing other people, it doesn't sound like that is a common practice. I think that our guys are the best thing about our program. And so why wouldn't we want other people who are trying to figure out, you know, what they want to be a part of, spend significant quality time, you know, with our team. I love being around our team. You know what I mean? I think anybody who's around our team and doesn't want to be, they're not a fit, obviously. So, so I want to just say thank you to our team, you know, all the coaches who just are nonstop working, and everybody, you know, here at Eastern Michigan, which represents this place so well.